We're going to continue the hour by chatting with Aaron Nelson, who heads up the Carolina Chamber, the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. CarolinaChamber.org is their website. A lot happening, of course, in the Chapel Hill business community this week. The launch of that new initiative, Mask Up OCNC, as well as work beginning downtown on narrowing Franklin Street and opening up the sidewalks for more outdoor seating and outdoor business. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Aaron Nelson joining us on the phone right now. Aaron, thank you for being with us. How are you?
Thank you, Aaron Keck. It is good to be back with you. And as always, thank you so very much for keeping our community informed, well-educated. Give us the information we need when we need it, and I appreciate that.
Let's start by talking about Mask Up OCNC, which we've been talking about a little bit on the show for the last couple of hours. But what does it entail? How did it come about?
Well, I'm impressed with the leadership of the county in launching this initiative. As I understand it, a group of communicators gathers weekly, and that is the sort of communication professionals for all the different local governments. They formed a subcommittee to focus on this. That group relied heavily on our Orange County Arts Commission, who reached out to local artists. So it is a homegrown initiative. There are local artists and their rendering. And I encourage everybody in the community to check out the website about it, Mask Up OCNC, and then you can win prizes by retweeting, posting, and showing yourself masked up.
How important is it for the business community and sort of the survival and the health of the business community locally for people to be following all of those precautions?
I think it's our only chance to emerging from this crisis. If you are not enjoying this and you're wondering what can you do, the answer is put on a mask, wash your hands, don't touch your face, and stay physically distant from other people. If we are successful in flattening this curve, if we are successful in reducing transmissions and infections, then we will see the release of these stay-at-home orders and restrictions on outdoor or indoor activities. So that's the number one thing that folks can do is to mask up. But if you do mask up, it is safe to be out so long as you are following the rules. You can engage in safe commerce. Many folks have been grocery shopping, right, of course, for the last 12 weeks. Well, that grocery shopping experience, you can now take that into local retailers and visit a jeweler or a florist or a boutique or a clothing shop. All of them have 50% limits on their total inside capacity. All of them are well prepared and following the rules in order to engage with the customer. And I encourage folks to begin to venture out.
I know there's always a buy local campaign certainly going on here locally. We care a lot about and we're very proud of the locally focused economy. Certainly no more important than now, right?
Absolutely. And if you think of what makes a sense of place, oftentimes folks will return to Chapel Hill and they will talk about its businesses. They'll talk about the Rat. They'll talk about Sutton's. They'll talk about Carolina Coffee Shop. They'll talk about the experience that they had at a local restaurant or a bar or on top of the hill. It is so interesting how people's memories of this place are built based on the businesses that they had interactions with. And so if we want to keep that sense of place, that we really need to be investing, making every effort to decide, do I need to order it online or can I find it here locally? Mm-hmm. And many local retailers have the ability to take your order, just source it for you, to give it to you in a touch-free environment or to send it to you. So please make an extra effort to buy locally.
Downtown, they're starting work this week on narrowing the lanes on Franklin Street and opening up the sidewalk so more businesses can do more outside service, outdoor dining, and things like that. I know that's been in the works for a couple of months now, I think, at this point. But how important is that for businesses downtown?
Well, it's super important, and it has been an incredible effort on the part of the town of Chapel Hill to get it accomplished. Most folks may not know that Franklin Street is a state road, and the town of Chapel Hill does not control what happens on it and must ask permission from the State Department of Transportation. And it is complicated getting this project done. But Laura Selmer and the Economic Development Office has really carried this forward with lots of partners, and we're excited to see it come to fruition. It isn't cheap, but it's going to be worth it. once they do expand the downtown options, I want to ask our community to go support it. You will have the ability to outdoor dine in many restaurants that did not have outdoor dining. So really expanding that sidewalk, creating safe space, comfortable space for us to be and engage in local commerce.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson again, the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, carolinachamber.org for more information on their work. Staying downtown, so we're still talking about what's going to be happening in a couple of weeks with UNC students coming back and school opening back up again. I see a lot of concerns with that, with a lot of people gathering together in one place. At the same time, we know how important it is for the business community and for just the vibrancy of Chapel Hill in general for that activity to be on campus. What are your thoughts as we're a couple of weeks out from the start of the fall semester, such as it's going to be?
I've been really impressed with how the university is handling it. I understand some citizen anxiety about it. I'd encourage folks that have any concerns to check out the university's website with very clear protocols on what they expect of their students. Our university has the best research professionals in the world in epidemiology, in communications and marketing. They know how to talk to the students and work with them on their expected behavior. We've got some of the best physicians and medical. So when they put together a plan, I think we should have confidence that it is a good plan. And what is really impressive, I think, is how the university has made it clear to the students what their expected behavior is, not just on campus, but off campus, and the consequences for not following community standards or campus standards will be substantial, to the point of disenrollment. And so I'm expecting the students will return. They will be wearing masks when they do it. They have rules on campus that they'll be following off campus, and where we may have some hot spots, the university has a plan to address those. And I'm looking forward to welcoming back our students and encouraging them to mask up and engage in safe community behavior.
Other things on your mind or other things that folks need to know as we all continue to work to get through this together?
Well, to know that our town is on a daily basis with our county, thinking about what the rules should be, taking a look at the numbers, taking a look at the local impact and making choices and changes. For example, we discussed last time new rules about dining and alcohol sales. Those will not happen after 10 p.m. So if you're worried about late night bar activity, there'll be no on-site or outdoor restaurant or bar activity after 10 p.m. I think that should have some downward pressure on some transmission. I want to remind the business community that is out there that there remain resources for you to be to help you through this crisis. So first, the PPP, that's the Payroll Protection Act, it remains open. It was extended, and people may apply to the 8th of August. But most organizations are only taking applications through the end of this week. So if you have not applied for Payroll Protection Act funding, now is the time. You might have thought you didn't need it, but now you do, it's time to apply. Also, the economic injury and disaster loan remains available up to $150,000. I encourage people to make that application. And if you're needing help with your business plan, with a business strategy, please reach out to the Chamber or the Small Business Technology Development Center or to Empowerment or to the many different organizations that are ready. SCORE is another organization locally that can help you through this crisis.
And again, you can find out more information and get in touch with the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carborough online at carolinachamber.org. Aaron Nelson, as always, thank you so much.
Pleasure's mine. It's great to be with you. Thanks, Aaron.